This is a News 1130 special report.
We are quickly approaching the one-year anniversary of the 2010 Winter Games, and a lot was made of the Olympic legacy the city, the province, even the country would enjoy.
One of the biggest potential impacts of all that international attention would be on tourism to BC. Kicking off Olympic promises, we're joined by the Executive VP of Tourism Vancouver, Paul Valley. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, first, before we get to the particulars, yes or no, have we seen a bump in tourism?
Oh, yes, we have. The 2010 numbers are definitely positive. Overall, for the year, over the prior year, we're up close to about 5% as far as people coming from outside of Vancouver and spending some time overnight in our city.
And is it quantifiable to relate these bumps to the Olympics?
Oh, yeah. Well, February itself, of course, was just, it was a record-breaking February. It was even well beyond anything we'd ever seen the first quarter as well. So there's no question that that really, got the momentum going. And for the rest of the year, it was fairly positive, for sure. So, no, we've seen some very good results. We continue to see lots of interest in Vancouver. And, it's still kind of top of mind for us here in Vancouver, but, we have to remember, too, even though the world has moved on and looking elsewhere at the next Olympics and so forth, we still get a lot of interest in Vancouver because of the Games.
So because of these Games, were there particular sectors where we saw the biggest kind of jumps and increases?
Yeah, well, each sector, of course, a little bit different. I think those sectors, such as the hotel sector, which are, where tourism is, most of its business, they saw a nice increase as far as people coming, and the attractions did fairly well. Overall, I think most of the sectors performed well in 2010. The way we need to look at the Olympics as well, though, is sort of in a much more of a longer-term basis, of course, and, down the road as well. And, because of the Games, we had more conventions booked Vancouver, more tour operators show interest in Vancouver, and that type of legacy plays out over a longer period of time as well. So it's obviously... the focus is on what's happened this past year, but we're also looking forward to how the Games have created a lot more interest in some of our key markets around the world.
We are a year or just under a year past the Games. How does Tourism Vancouver plan to keep capitalizing on the publicity and all the exposure?
Well, there certainly is a point where, you really no longer can focus on the Games itself, if you will, as in terms of messaging. But we're still in a bit of in that sort of end of that period now. But the ways you can capitalize it is get back in touch with those people who expressed interest in Vancouver, shown interest in Vancouver because of the Games, and say, hey, maybe you came, or maybe you thought of coming, or perhaps you first heard about us because of the Games. Now would be a good time to come as well. So making sure you have good promotions in place, and you're constantly building on the sort of the goodwill of Vancouver. One of the areas I guess I just wanted to highlight is media and the importance of travel media. And we had such fantastic exposure for Vancouver. Some terrific articles were written, lots of great exposure out there in the international media, and that type of benefit will stay with us for a while, because there's nothing like when the media writes about you and they write about you in a positive way, that really has a long-term benefit for your destination.
Well, thank you for joining us on a different kind of media, the spoken rather than the written. That's Executive VP of Tourism Vancouver, Paul Valley.